Jack's Business Briefing on News Radio 750 KXL.
And welcome back to the show. It's 4:36 here on October 10th as we continue to kick off the business week with Business Briefing. I'm Brian Bushlack. Back in studio, our conversation with David Moore from IRA Advantage LLC continues. And we talked about self-directed IRAs. For our listeners who are just tuning in, Dave, maybe give us, again, a quick recap of a self-directed IRA and why we're seeing so many people go this direction.
Well, a self-directed IRA is simply a traditional IRA that's been shifted to a custodian that allows self-direction, and the benefit of it is you decide what investment you want to make when you want to make that investment. So that's really the true benefit.
And you can invest in pretty much whatever you want except for
life policies, life insurance contracts, and certain collectibles. It's really wide open. Anything that's an investment is pretty much going to be okay.
We talked during the break, too, about the misconceptions of self-directed IRA. And I'll tell you what, I mean, I run into this a lot in the life insurance world where, you know, it gets a bad name from, you know, one type of policy paints the whole industry with a bad brush, right? And I know that you probably run into some of the same things, but there are so many misconceptions, and you'll have big-time money managers or financial planners who say, well, you can't do this. Why are there misconceptions about self-directed IRAs?
Well, I think it's a big question of control. I mean, honestly, if you look at who's pushed the industry historically, it's people providing investments. And whether the investment does well or doesn't do well, obviously, is going to, you know, color the industry, the transactions. But you know, really, if you look at it, it's a question of control. And if somebody's managing a portfolio of money for someone and they've got it in the stock market and they're getting paid a fee to do that, and suddenly you say, gee, I'd like to pull the money out and go buy that investment house down the street, that's money out the door. So my experience is the financial advisors that are getting paid a fee to manage a portfolio, just a money, let's say, fee-based manager versus somebody that's getting paid to buy and sell a stock for someone, they've got a different perspective on stuff. But, you know, with that said, I've got people with major firms that really like real estate, and they wholeheartedly support what we do, and we work hand in hand with them, and they give us a lot of business because they're taking care of their clients. I think anyone that's really taking care of the best interest of their clients is going to be, if they're aware of the process and understand it, they're not going to be threatened by it because they're going to look at the end game.
There's some synergy here because I run into the same thing with, say, estate planning, where we talk about life insurance policies providing liquidity for an estate. And obviously those premiums can get up there when you've got 60, 65, 70-year-old folks. When we introduce life insurance financing to that, so many CPAs, estate attorneys, almost everybody I talk to hasn't heard of that, and you have to explain to them, well, here's how this works. We're going to finance that premium rather than them paying it out of pocket, increase their cash flow.
Yes.
Oh, okay. So I'm sure you run into some of the same stuff. I know you speak to a lot of groups out there. A lot of what you do is probably education.
Well, most of it is, and whether that's to the tax and legal community or the real estate industry or the investors themselves or the financial community. I was down speaking in Roseburg a few weeks ago, and we had financial people in the audience. We had CPAs in the audience and an attorney as well. So it really, it's one of those situations where the information's not there, and the case law is honestly not there either. So if there's not a lot of information readily available, it's hard to dig up, hard to find out. So unless you're aware of it, to pay somebody to learn this stuff on your behalf can be very, very expensive. One of the reasons we put the firm together was out of the frustration our clients were experiencing. They couldn't get the answers to the questions they had. They knew it was possible, but but the people that were providing the answers were often trying to sell them something, and that's not what they wanted. They wanted the ability to go buy that real estate investment, buy that. Maybe they wanted to loan somebody some money. Mm-hmm. But we've got people doing a variety of things. And so their biggest obstacle is the lack of information.
I got that one, that's for sure. Dave Moore from IRA Advantage LLC in studio. Website, iraadvantage.net. We talked about the typical client. Really, there is no typical client. Anywhere from $20,000 up to $7 million that you're currently working with in these types of investments. Let's walk our listeners through this. If they're hearing this for the first time and they're interested, what's the process like of taking your traditional IRA or 401k and self-directing it?
Well, I joke. I used to do a lot of scuba diving, and the primary, you know, statement with scuba diving is you're going to plan the dive and dive the plan. Well, in this world, I think planning is very, very important. You need to take advantage of the resources you've got, and we're going to say we're one member of that team, along with tax and legal and good financial advisors and, you know, that whole group investment team for them. But really what's going to happen is they're going to typically give us a call. We're going to get information from them, fill out an application. We're going to establish new accounts at a self-directed custodian and get that money transferred from their traditional custodian to the new one. It's not an all-or-nothing situation either. It's whatever they want to put into this. Now, if you come in and say, I'd like to go out and buy this $125,000 piece of property, and I ask you how much money you've got in there, I don't really want to hear $125,000. I'd like to hear that we've got some money there. Once again, planning ahead, you need to make sure that if something happened on the property, you've got enough to cover anything that were to happen, because you can't just write a check out of your pocket to take care of those issues. So we want to make sure, we're going to advise them, make sure they've got what they need to get there. But really, it's just shifting the funds from one custodian to the other. As I mentioned, most of our people are having us take a couple extra steps. We're going to create an LLC that ultimately has the IRA or maybe a series of IRAs as its member. After the self-directed accounts have been established and funded, we will get the LLC information to our clients. They're going to go to the bank of their choice, which is great. Whatever bank they want to work with, they're going to go out and establish a business checking account in the LLC's name. And as soon as that account's been established, we're going to direct the custodian to make an investment. And that investment's the shares in the LLC, which funds the bank account. And at that point in time, they literally have the ability to go out and, as I said earlier, write a check to buy that piece of real estate or to make that loan or, you know, whatever else it might be that they'd like to invest in.
So it's not a difficult process, but if you're just tuning in, Dave Moore from IRA Advantage LLC, his website is iraadvantage.net. Let's flip the coin now and say, what are the pitfalls of this? What, you know, I know that there are people who've probably done this wrong. What do you have to watch out for?
Well, if you're using the checkbook piece, I mean, you have the ability to write a check to go buy that car you have to have, and that's definitely a no-no. And the problem with doing something wrong in an IRA is you don't just pay the tax on the conversion of what money's spent on that thing, but it really blows up the entire retirement account. So what we've seen over the years, we haven't had anyone do that, but I have worked with people that have let's say, gone to a seminar sometime, been sold on self-directed accounts, and you know, the big problem is now you're the one that's, unless you're working with an advisor still, you're the one that's making those decisions, and that can be something that hangs over your head too. So, you know, really it's one of those situations where you just really have to treat the investments as investments and really make sure that whatever you're buying is truly an investment, and we'd like our clients to give us a call before they buy or sell anything, just to sort of run it by us, and it doesn't cost them anything to do that, but at least we are aware of what's happening and they can make the right choice.
Yeah, apparently it's obviously not something where you set this up for them, then, okay, see you later and walk away. I mean, you're obviously helping them manage that account.
Exactly. Yeah. And if you've got a traditional self-directed IRA, investments are going to be submitted to the custodian. The custodian will approve or disapprove of that investment. If they're using that checkbook piece, they don't have that. So, you know, they really need to be disciplined, and this is not right for everyone. But if it's a situation where in today's world, you know, we mentioned short sales or foreclosures earlier, it's the only way you're going to get those deals done, because you have to have good funds when you go to buy the property. So it really works well. The checkbook account works well, because any expense on the property, you're going to write a check out of that account, and then any income on that property or properties is going to go back into that checking account monthly. And at the end of the year, you're going to hand over the ledger to your CPA and do a few other things with the custodian, and you're good to go.
I think it's a great point, because so many people think, hey, I'd like to get into the real estate market right now because there's blood in the streets. And literally, that's, you know, you see the headlines and it scares people. Yeah, I better stay away from that. But I would say the exact opposite. It's a great opportunity to get in. Yeah, that we might see values go down a little bit more. But I don't think people figured this out, that they could take this money out of their IRA or self-direct it to do that.
Well, part of the reason the real estate's where it is right now is lack of funds available. I mean, people can't get the deal done. And nobody can tell me that we wouldn't be in a recovery road right now if the money was available, because people come in daily to make these investments with us.
Well, great stuff. Great segment, Dave. I appreciate you coming in here to share this with our listeners. Again, Dave Moore from IRA Advantage LLC. If you're interested in self-directing your IRA, check out their website, iraadvantage.net. I know Dave will be in the office bright and early tomorrow morning, so give him a call. More of Business Briefing. We've got two promos for you coming up next after the break.